Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so glad that you join me in this teaching of the Word of God. I would like to encourage you in this teaching that you live a life of integrity, a life of faith, love, and in the fear of the Lord. The Bible really encourages us that when we walk with God faithfully, by faith and in love, and we seek the kingdom of God first, He will take care of our needs. He will prosper us. He will bless us. But not only that, He will also bless our children, grandchildren, to the thousand generations. I believe that you care about your next generation. What's going to happen to them? The Bible says clearly that what we do in this generation will really impact the next generation. If we sin against God, the curses will go down to the third and fourth generations. But if we love God, obey God, the blessing will go down to the thousand generations. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 6, the Bible says, "But I lavish unfailing love for a thousand generations on those who love me and obey my commands." I like that. God will pour His love, His grace, His favor, His mercies, His blessing upon a thousand generations on those who really love Him and obey His teaching, His word. This is the promise of God. God never lies. God keeps His promise. That is my goal too. I became a dad many years ago. I just turned to Christ. I was born again. And after I know this scripture, I decided I'm going to be a godly man. And I'm going to be a godly husband. I'm going to be a godly daddy. And will be a really godly member of a local church. I will be faithful to God, serve God, read the Bible, repent of my sin easily, give tithe to the Lord. I will get involved in the ministry, seek the kingdom of God first. Everything I make decision, I think about, okay, what is the benefit for the kingdom? Not about myself. And I noticed that God really has blessed my three children in the big way, in a very unusual way. And it's beyond my imagination because God has kept His promises. In the book of Genesis chapter 17, God spoke to Abraham. And I believe that the words that He said to Abraham also belong to you and me. Our God is a God of covenant. He makes a covenant with His people, a covenant of love and blessing. We make promise to God, we're going to do this, obey Him, walk with Him by faith, and He promises to do something for us. It's a two-way relationship. The Bible says, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless." You see, man may not see you behind the scene, behind the closed door, but God knows everything we are doing. So before the eyes of God, we're going to be blameless. We will not watch pornography. We will not watch bad movies or read bad books or cheat or steal or do something bad behind the scene. God wants us to be blameless that I may make my covenant between me and you. You see, God make a covenant and may multiply you greatly. God wants to multiply our seed, our children, to fill the earth, to have a lot of godly children full of blessing. Then Abraham fell on his face and God said to him, Abraham, very humble, he fell on his face. If you think that falling under the power before God is wrong, Abraham fell before God. "Behold, my covenant is with you." God make a covenant. "And you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful. He will have a lot of offspring who are blessed by God. And we are also offspring of Abraham by faith, because we believe in Jesus. And I will make you into nations, and kings shall come from you. When you believe God, you walk with God faithfully, you obey God, you repent of your sin, your offspring can be a manager, can be the director of a company, or can be professor, or being in a high position in society, because the blessing of Abraham flow into your children, not just only the physical health, financial blessing, and good marriage, but also in that job as well. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your offspring after you. You see, when we accept Jesus to be our God, we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our life, and the Father in heaven is our King. He makes a covenant with us. We make a covenant with Him. Our covenant with Him is this: I loved you. I obey your word. You are my King. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to seek the kingdom. I will build your church, and I will evangelize, make disciples. I will preach to the nations. I will really become the salt and the light of the world. I will not sin against you. I will walk in integrity before your eyes. And He made covenant too that He's going to bless us and bless our offsprings. Verse 8, and I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land of your journeyings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. You see, our children and we gonna have the land of Canaan, or the promised land of our life. I have the promised land here in Seattle. I have a home. I have great thing in my life. I have a good job. You see, we all have our land of Canaan, or the promised land. I will be their God. Verse 9, and God said to Abraham, as for you, you shall keep my covenant. You see, God make a covenant to give the land of Canaan, the promised land, bless, multiply. The children will be blessed to be king, to be the director and manager, and be in the high rank and position, and be the head, not the tail. But at the same time, Abraham, you and me must keep our covenant too. You and your offspring after you throughout their generations. We keep the promise that we're going to follow God, worship Jesus, listen to His word, read the Bible, serve Him, go to church every Sunday, and build a church, love one another, and we will not sin against God. We will repent quickly, and God going to keep His promise towards us as well. It's a wonderful. I want to encourage you in this generation to live your life not just only for yourself, but leave the legacy, the heritage, and the inheritance to your children that come from your spiritual life. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart on it. One of the things that we need to do in order to leave a legacy, leave an inheritance and a blessing to our next generation is that we need to set good example before them. I myself and Pastor Da, since we were born again, we never miss church. We pray together in front of our kids. We never cheat anybody. We pay tithe. We love the pastor. We love the church. We always go to church on Sunday. Take our kids to church. We train them to love the church. We train them to serve, faithful to God, faithful in serving God, reading the Bible together, memorizing the scripture together. Now my children are adults. They're grown up. They have their own kids now. And I see that they do the same thing that we have done for all these 40 years. You see, you train them to walk with God by being good example, by being the real man and woman of integrity, the doer of the word of God, following the Holy Spirit. Repent quickly. When we do wrong, we say sorry to our kids. We repent in front of our kids. We are not prideful. We are humble before God. And we say sorry kids, we do wrong. Could you please forgive us? In Psalm chapter 25, verses 12 to 13, who is the man who fears the Lord? When you fear God, you will hate sin. You stand in awe with him and obey him. Him he will instruct in the way that he should choose. I pray that you will be a man and a woman who have the fear of God in your heart and obey him. And you see the result of living in faith, in love, and in the fear of God. His soul shall abide in well-being or in prosperity, and his offspring shall inherit the land. You see, God not only blessed you, God not only helped you to abide in well-being, good health, prosperity, success, and happiness, but your offspring, your children and grandchildren, shall inherit the land, shall have the promised land of their life. They shall be blessed as well. Please, brother and sister, please live a godly life. Fear God. Do the right thing. Read the Bible. Follow the principle in the Bible. Repent quickly. Build a church. Love the body of Christ. Love the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Love brothers and sisters. And do the right thing. Be blameless before His eyes. Don't cheat. Don't do anything wrong. Be a taxpayer and be a good citizen of the country, of the nation, and God gonna bless you and bless your offspring. Let's make decision. Your decision now gonna dictate the future. What's gonna happen to you 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and the future of your offspring or your descendants as well. What you do will really have some effect on your children. May the Lord bless you. I believe after you listen to this sharing, teaching, you make a decision to be a man and a woman of God, a man and a woman after God's own heart. God bless you. Thank you so much. And may the Lord give you grace, give you power, give you wisdom how to walk with Him in holiness and righteousness. May the Lord really show His grace to you and open heaven over you, give you strength, help you to discern what is right, what is wrong. You can run away from what is wrong and you can stay in the right thing, and you will have the wisdom from the Lord, and the Lord will really bless you indeed. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Shine His face on you. Give you shalom or peace all the days of your life. Thank you. I hope to see you in other teachings in this series and other series as well. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. So thirsty. Friends.
Spirit.